everyone. Welcome back to Blog Talk Radio Live here with Coaching with Carrie. And I'm super excited. We are ending this particular coaching series today. We've been talking about and coaching on the book Shift for the last several weeks now. As we've went through all of the tactics that you should be employing in your business, whether or not the market's shifting, you guys, you should be employing it. Why? Because it's going to make you better in the good times, and it's going to help you to not only survive but thrive in the shifting times that are not so good. And so you need to be looking at all these tactics. If you are just joining in now, go ahead and message me if you need the copy of the book, Shift. By the way, it's a New York Times bestseller. Shift is all about how top real estate agents tackle tough times, written, of course, by Gary Keller and his team, Dave Jenks and Jay Papasan. And, again, whether the market's shifting or not, or even if we're just talking about seasonal shifts that happen to most of us every single year, this book goes down to the fundamentals of your business and what you need to employ in your business to just be the best that you can be in all markets. And the strategies are things that you really should look at and you should employ. So go back to my recorded sessions if you're just joining in now. And if you want a copy of the book, all you need to do is message me. Of course, you can find me right here on Blog Talk Radio, Coaching with Carrie. You can go on Facebook and search Coaching with Carrie as well. You can also email me at carrieh@kw.com. And my Twitter handle, of course, is carrieh@kw. So I'm looking forward to hearing from many of you. If you don't have a copy of the book, you should get it, and I'm happy to give it to you. Today, I'm going to close up this coaching series and talk about the gift of shift, because we've talked about what happens when a market shifts, right? The tactics that you need to employ to make sure you can overcome a market shift. And again, not only will you be able to survive in a shifting market, you can thrive. And this is absolutely possible. And all these tactics that you're employing are going to make you better when the market's good as well. But today I want to talk and wrap it all up and talk about the gift of it, because there's always good in things that don't seem good at the time, right? There's always something that you can find that's good even when something seems bad. And that is what we want to talk about today in the gift of shift. Successful people shift. They always shift. They continuously shift. They relentlessly shift, whether it's in response to the market or their own goals. High achievers are always changing. They're always altering and adjusting, and this is what their life looks like, right? Successful people know that they must constantly change and adapt if they're to stay successful at anything. They know life is too big to think small and too short to move slowly. They know there are ups and downs. They know that old endings can give away to new and better beginnings. And they know that to triumph in any situation, they must always do one thing, and that is shift. So sometimes shifts just happen, and sometimes you make them happen in your life, right? They happen when you least expect them, and they happen when you most want them all at the same time. And sometimes it doesn't feel right, and sometimes it does. But whether you suddenly find you must shift or you suddenly find that you want to shift, the issues are the same. Whether you're in a buyer's market or a seller's market, the issues are the same. And it doesn't matter if you're trying to keep from going backward or wanting to push forward, the issues, yep, they're the same. And in fact, if you should find that you need to shift and you don't, you'll be one shift shy of what you really need. And that's a fact. You guys, you know this. Hard times aren't easy, hence the name. But you know what? Easy times aren't easy either. Life is a continuous challenge, and people say hard times aren't easy and easy times aren't hard, but I'm not so sure that that's true or that it serves you well to look at it that way, even if it were. So I believe it's fair to say that no matter your circumstances, things can be easy or they can be hard, depending on you, right? You'll decide. You can either make easy times harder than they need to be, or you can make hard times as easy as they can be. You don't get to decide what the market will do, but you definitely get to decide what you will do. And so, story that Gary tells in the book, and it sheds some light on an agent's relationship to the market. So here's the story. The captain of a ship notices a light in the distance, right? The captain radios out and says, "We're headed straight for you. Change course." The reply comes back, "This is the harbor master. The lighthouse isn't moving." Sometimes changing course isn't an option. Sometimes you shift because you have to. Now, no one is promising that you'll make the same money no matter the market. No, we're not saying that. A lot of factors go into determining that, of course. The bottom line is that you should make the best of any situation, and unfortunately, not everyone sees it this way. Some people truly do see tough times as times filled with too many problems to handle, and they wish for a problem-free market. The problem-free market, you guys, it just doesn't exist. So Dr. Norman Vincent Peale once told the story of a young man who came to him and said he wished he didn't have any problems. And he said that life was just too tough, and he just really wanted all his problems to go away. Well, the doctor replied, "I know of a place where no one has any problems whatsoever. Would you like to know where that is?" And the young man excitedly said, "Yes, please, tell me." And the doctor then said, "It's Woodlawn Cemetery. Do you still want to go there?" The living always have problems to solve and changes to overcome. That's life. The real difference between people is in how they deal with them. If you want to have fewer problems, I suggest you learn to become comfortable with being uncomfortable. You need to learn to shift. You'll be clearer if you always think of any shift as a shift of choice. You're not always getting to pick the circumstances, but you're always choosing to shift no matter what the circumstances. So if the market shifts, you're shifting. And if the market isn't shifting, you're shifting. In other words, to be the best that you can be, you can't be shiftless. You're not going to rest on your past nor assume that the future is already set. And to reach your full potential, you are going to become like a priceless diamond and always apply the necessary pressure to harden and shine. And no matter the market, you choose to enjoy the ride or not. So have you ever heard the saying, be careful what you wish for? That comment really hit me one day. It's hit me a couple different times, and I've thought of this since I've read this book a couple different times, to be honest with you. Gary tells a story that there was a moment in time when it really hit him as well. And he was having lunch with his wife, Mary, and he shared with her that he'd been wishing that he could just shut his eyes, and when he opened them, the shift that they were, you know, that everybody was currently in at the time would have passed. And he told her that he thought about that. As soon as he thought about it, then he suddenly realized that what really wasn't what he wanted, because it dawned on him that if he fast-forwarded his life a few years, the shift might be over, but so would a lot of other things, right? He would have missed a lot of other things that he didn't want to miss. And so even in tough times, there's so much to savor, right? So Gary Keller's dog at the time, Max, was getting up there in age and having a wonderful time with him, and the shift would be over while he might be gone, for example. Or, you know, Gary's son John at the time was 16, and of course they loved having him with them and spending time, and the shift would be over, but he'd be in college, never to live at their home again. And so, you know, his mom was doing great, but she wasn't young anymore, and so the shift could be over, but then maybe she wouldn't be doing as well as she was at the time. So he realized one thing at that moment. Take nothing for granted. Assume nothing. Appreciate every moment for what it is, and take the good with the bad and the bad with the good. And I'd been thinking about the timing of things always had to be perfect, and then basically he understood that with clarity, that any time you have is already perfect because it's time you have. So I would never wish any of it away, and nor would he, any of our life, right? Not for any relief or avoidance from difficult times. And as Gary says, he's like, if I want all the good days, the precious times, and the meaningful moments, then I'll just have to take the challenges that life brings along with them. And I believe that that's true for all of us. We know that we can't have one without the other. You know we can't have good without bad or bad without good. And if you want to be your best and experience greatness in your life, then you'll be experiencing both sides of it almost always at the same time, by the way. Besides, an old English proverb says this, a smooth sea never made a skillful mariner, right? The good and the bad, the hard and the easy all work together to shape the person that you truly become. Don't wish your life away. Embrace every moment. Embrace the good with the bad with the good. It helps you become who you are. So the farmer's luck, we've heard this one before too, right? Think of a shift as an opportunity, right? Price Pritchard, one of our favorite business authors, we talk about this because Dave Jenks and Jay Papasan and Gary Keller talk about this particular business author all the time. But he has a saying that says, change always comes bearing gifts. And I really believe this is true, and I know Gary believes it too, and everybody who wrote this book. Change can surprise us with the benefits it can bring, right? And so there's always going to be good in the bad, and we just need to be positive about that and understand that change brings opportunity as well. Change can surprise us with benefits even when we can't see them at the beginning. So Jay Papasan, one of the co-authors of this book, brought this truth home to both Dave and Gary by sharing a story. So Jay's children loved to have him read a picture book that was called Zen Shorts. It's about a giant panda bear that befriends three siblings, basically, Addie, Michael, and Carl. And in the book, Stillwater the Bear tells Michael the story of the farmer's luck, which is an ancient tale, right? And so here's what this says. Many years ago, there lived a farmer who toiled daily in his fields. One day, without warning, his prize horse, the one he relied on to work the land, ran away. And when the news reached his neighbors, they arrived at his door to offer consolation. What bad luck, they said with concern. Maybe, answered the farmer. The following morning, the farmer awoke to find his prize horse had returned, and with it, two wild horses. Upon hearing the news, the neighbors exclaimed, what good luck! Maybe, replied the farmer. The very next day, while trying to tame one of the wild horses, the farmer's son was thrown and badly injured his leg. And again, the neighbors arrived quickly to offer their condolences. Such bad luck, they said. Maybe, answered the farmer. And a day later, officials from the military arrived looking for young men to fight in battle. Recognizing that the farmer's son was badly injured, they did not ask him to enlist. And such good luck, shouted the neighbors. Maybe, answered the farmer. And after hearing the story, young Michael says, I get it. Maybe good luck and bad luck are all mixed up. You never know what will happen next. And this is true for all of us. The good and the bad happen at the same time. And in fact, it can sometimes be difficult to tell one from the other. As Abe Lincoln said, nothing is either good or bad, but thinking makes it so. There can be a gift of the shift, you guys, and perhaps even more than one. Whether we see times as full of difficulty or full of opportunity, they will most likely turn out exactly as we see them. And in the end, we determine the time by our choices. Our choices will be either to avoid them and wish they weren't true, or to embrace the opportunities that they offer. And so by choosing to embrace opportunity, you're choosing to shift. And whether a market shift forces you to choose or you simply choose to shift your business to another level, there are 12 issues you must tackle. And that's what we've been looking through for the last series, the last weeks of this series, are the 12 tactics that you need to employ, right? And although while we went through these, we've been looking at them through the eyes of a market shift, they're not just about that. These are, in fact, the 12 fundamentals for shifting your business anytime and anywhere. This just may be one of your biggest ahas you get from shift, is that these 12 tactics are not just timely, you guys. They truly are timeless. There are times in life when the market shifts and you have to shift to react. There are other times when you'll simply need to make a shift. These 12 tactics are appropriate for whenever you've been shifted and for what, whenever you choose to shift. When you've been disrupted by the market or when you want to disrupt the competition, master these 12 tactics and you gain utmost control over your business. Fail to master them, and at some point, a shift will put you in the whims of the market and your competition. So whether you're dealing with a market shift or you've decided to give your business a lift, there are 12 things you need to do. First, you need to get real about your situation, and you need to get right about what you're doing. You need to bring a greater sense of clarity, priority, and focus to your work, and look at your role, and do what you do best, and get paid the most for it. Most likely, that will be lead generation and conversion. That's just the reality in your business, right? Second, you need to remargin your business and get serious about expense management and profitability. Stop spending money on your business. Start investing money in it. Lead with revenue, not expenses, and be a budget bully. Make your money smart. Third, learn to do more with less. Maximize your productivity. Focus on the 6 core competencies of a real estate business and hold everyone around you to the highest standards. Follow a clear process, you guys, for hiring and firing and continually top grade your people and annually upgrade your systems. And fourth, focus your lead generation on finding motivated clients. Time block to ensure that this gets done every single day. Master these tasks and skills and scripts of your lead generation methods. Make your message match your market and always make direct and indirect offers for immediate response. Fifth, you're going to need to memorize and internalize the conversion process and scripts of lead capture, connect, and close. You just have to get good at your job, you guys. Make sure everyone around you does the same too, by the way. Never assume you have a lead until you have an appointment. And sixth, you need to catch people in your web and focus your internet strategy, your social media strategy on capturing contact information. Everything else it does can be important, but it's secondary. Offer thin bait to attract hits and fat bait to give them a reason to register, and rapid response is your standard, you guys. Master selling pricing to your listings, and so make sure that your listings are always in the market. Show sellers the financial risks of being overpriced, right? Missing the window of opportunity and chasing the market. Build price reductions into your agreement up front. Get good at talking about this and be confident in it. Eighth, master staging strategy so that your sellers always stand out from the competition. Show them how to properly do this, you guys. Be the expert or have an expert come in. Ninth, you need to help buyers overcome reluctance and acquire genuine urgency. Become their local economist of choice. Help them tap into their why and show them the hazards of trying to time the market. Narrow the field and provide the best buy list so that they can see opportunities that exist in their market. That's your job, you guys. Be the professional to them. 10th, build a creative finance team around you. Put creative financing to use whenever you can. Use seller creativity, concessions, contributions, buy downs, owner financing. All of these types of things are going to help you and your clients. That's what this is about. 11, the 11th thing you need to do is participate in the market of the moment to give your business bandwidth. Know the ins and outs of short sales, foreclosures, REOs, whatever's happening in the market. Become a specialist in capturing and converting leads from yours and other REO listings, for example, even if you're not listing them yourself. You need to master the market. Where is the market? You need to be there. 12th, bulletproof your transactions. Take nothing for granted, you guys. Set seller and buyer expectations up front. Involve yourself in the selection and supervision of all the vendors and be personally involved in inspections, repairs. You need to be in this business, right? Employ a step-by-step process to address buyer or seller remorse. Talk to your people all the time. Tackling these 12 areas is a never-ending process. It's the real estate business, you guys. Downward shifts are more difficult on the front end, right? Upward shifts become more difficult on the back end. On the front end of a buyer's market, you have fewer available sales and fewer available commissions per agent, and listings won't sell, which translates to seller dissatisfaction. It's a negatively emotional on the downslope. Sellers are frustrated. They're confused. Buyers are fearful and reluctant. And on the other hand, a sustained seller's market finishes with high competition. Competitors start discounting their value and then starting discounting their price. Maintaining an adequate seller listing inventory becomes a real concern. Economic shifts come in two shapes, you guys, and these 12 topics and their tactics are timeless and they apply to both types of shifts. Success in a buyer's market just requires you to be doing the things you should have been doing all along. To successfully implement these 12 tactics, though, you must act your wage. What? Yeah, act your wage. This means that you must think and act the wage you want before you earn it. Average is as average does, you guys. Good is as good does. And great is as great does. What you do is what you become. And what do you want to be? Average, good, or great? A lot of people struggle with this concept. They truly don't understand that if they want to earn a certain amount of money, they must live the calendar of a person who earns that, or they won't earn it. It's really that simple. So for actions, and actions come before results. This means unless you're counting on a lot of luck, you must think and act in such a way as to realize your goals, right? So which comes first, thoughts or actions? Well, thoughts, you think before you act. Then which comes next, actions or results? Well, actions, obviously. You do something, then you get a result. So in other words, it's thoughts plus actions, then results, in that order. Why? Because life is an inside first, outside second experience. That's why. How do you think determines what you do, and what you do determines the results you get. It's that simple. So Gary was visiting with a real estate agent, and as he truly got a sense of what he was capable of, this person, he made this comment. I think you're a $50 million producer masquerading as a $10 million a year producer. And he was shocked, and he asked Gary what he meant. And Gary said, all I mean is that you appear to have amazing potential, but you're thinking and acting like a $1 million producer. I told him that, and Gary told him that he was underperforming because he was underacting. And he said, if you want to grow to the next level, you better start acting your wage. Well, the same applies to all of you listening to me today. You must think like and take the actions of the production you want, or you'll just never get it. So if you want to shift your business to the next level, you better start acting your wage. Getting what we want in life, you guys, requires hard work. It does, and there are no guarantees. Someone once told Gary, you must put in the time before you'll see a dime. And I totally agree with that, and I know Gary does as well. You must put a plan in place that focuses on the actions necessary to get the results you want. And just so we're clear, if it took you a little longer to say it than it did to think it up, it's not a plan. Thinking and deciding is the hard work of planning. Talking about it is the easy part, right? So take a look at the 12 issues we've talked about, and based upon your business goals and current situation, you need to prioritize them by asking this question. If I could do just one of them, which would make the biggest difference in my business right now? I want you to write that answer down. This is your first priority. And then ask this question. If I could do only one more, what would it be? And then write down that answer. And keep doing this until you've written down all 12 issues in a priority list. You now have your marching orders. You know what to do and what to do first. Now go back to each item and ask these three questions. Do I know how to do this? Do I need anything at all to do this? And do I need any help doing it? And the answers will give you a list of what you need to know, what you need to have, and whose support you'll need to do each priority. Now start with your first priority and begin accomplishing your goals. You guys, if you want to be effective and efficient, you need to keep things simple. Don't try to accomplish everything at once. Just do the few things that matter most and see what happens. And, you know, Gary's put the 12 issues in the proper order in which they occur in everyone's business, but that doesn't necessarily mean that's the priority for you at this time. Your business is your business, and your priorities are yours and yours alone, and you know your goals, and you know where you currently stand, and you also know what is holding you back. Some people, you know, ask us, you know, what do you think, right, as coaches? And invariably, they know the answer. Everyone deep down knows their answers if they have stopped long enough to ask the question and then think about it. So we believe that you have to slow down just for a second before you speed up. The slowing down is for asking the question and then being still long enough to hear the answer. After that, it's time to take action at the speed of your need. Some people say they feel the need for speed, and I know what they mean. I truly know what they mean. I work at very fast speeds because I feel it all the time. However, what I know and what I've learned is it's more instructive to acknowledge that everyone moves at the speed of their need, that we all get our actual speed from our big whys. If you're in touch with what you really want and have turned that into a need, then I believe that need now sets the pace you'll move to go get it. Velocity creates momentum, and haste drives big motives, and a prioritized plan is never a waste. So when you see an individual moving positively in a direction of their dreams, what you're seeing is someone who is in touch with their biggest whys. When you're clear about what you desire, then you'll be clear about the speed you'll need to move to get it. If you'll then take your priorities to your calendar and time block for them based upon this way of thinking, you will get the most out of yourself and your career and your life. You'll be moving at the speed of need, and any other way will leave you wanting or waiting. The real estate business has always been cyclical, you guys. If you're going to be successful over the long haul, you will prepare for those cycles and find opportunities in them. Your determination, your preparation, and your implementation will put you on the right path to your goals. You will consistently be in step with consumer and ahead of your competition. Others may see things as good times and bad times, but you'll always see them as opportunity time. One of the greatest myths is that you succeed your way to success. This isn't true, and in fact, it's just the opposite. You fail your way to success. Everyone fails. The ones who succeed are the ones who keep going. The ones who fail are the ones who don't. And when you succeed, you do an end zone dance and you celebrate. When you lose, you seek to find out what happened. You learn from your mistake and you push forward. Failing at something isn't failing. It's learning what didn't work and growing from the experience, right? Zig Ziglar was right when he said a big shot is a little shot that just keeps shooting. Everyone falls down, you guys, but not everyone gets up. The trick in life is to get up. The world won't judge you by your failures, but how many times you got back up. No matter the market, no matter your results, always get up and continue on with your journey. This is what we are all meant to do, and this is what you must do too. Tough times are essential for top people to get ahead. Even the best need an assist by the market to gain a step on the competition. While it knocks you down, it's knocking others out. So a shift is an opportunity to get ahead or be left behind. The only question is, which one will it be for you? Time tends to reward effort and resilience. Life is still about the basics of mastering them. It really is. 2 + 2 = 4, right? And the basics are timeless in both how they work and how important they are. They're building blocks. When you learn them, everything shows up and looks like an opportunity. When you don't learn them, everything shows up and looks like a problem. Think of these 12 issues we've talked about over the course of this session and simply look at them as another way of looking at the basics, because they are the basics. They're the foundation of your business. Don't ever get away from doing them. Then a down market won't get you totally down, and an up market can lift you to huge heights, right? Success never comes to the chosen few, but the few who choose. These can be the worst of times, or these can be the best of times. Ultimately, you get to choose. So I hope you enjoyed this series, you guys. I know you can get out there and make huge impacts in your business. It's going to benefit you now. It's going to benefit you when the market does inevitably shift. You are going to be better because of it, both personally and professionally. Thank you for joining me over the last several weeks on this particular coaching series, Shift, How Top Real Estate Agents Tackle Tough Times. I've truly enjoyed it. I learn something every single time I read this book and I do this show with you. And thank you so much for your support, as always. If you need anything, you know how to reach me. Reach out to me if you want a copy of this book. I think every single one of you listening in should have a copy of it. I'm happy to get you one. And, of course, if you need anything else, I would love to chat with you. You know where to find me. Join me back here live at 11 a.m. Central Standard Time on Blog Talk Radio and Coaching with Carrie. And we're going to be starting a brand new coaching series. I'm going to keep it a secret, but I think that you'll like it, and I'm excited to have you join me. Thanks, you guys. Have a great weekend, and I'll talk to you soon. Bye.